Number 1.
Are you going to the AIG conference this year in Orlando?
Unfortunately, I have to. I'm presenting a paper with Margaret Sorensen on, well, it's the study we've been working on for a long time and it's finally finished, so I have to go.
You sound disappointed. What's the matter? Don't you like the conference?
I don't like them in general. They get in the way of work.
Number 2.
What's for lunch? Do we have any Chinese food left?
Yeah, we have some rice and this chicken dish. I'm trying to decide between that or maybe just having a little picnic with crackers and cheese, some meats, that sort of thing.
Well, I'm up for either. Actually, maybe the Chinese if I had to choose.
Number 3.
I need to read these two articles and then lead a discussion in class. And I have a report that's due next week.
Well, I have a pile of books I need to get through. This class has us reading almost 1,000 pages a week, and I have to write weekly reflection papers. No tests, though. That's good.
Yeah, no tests is good. We have 2 big ones coming up.
Number 4.
I know I already agreed to sell the bike to Gus, but someone came along and offered a better price. Am I just supposed to walk away from the money? I'm sure Gus would understand.
You want my opinion? You already made a verbal agreement and you need to honor it. The only thing Gus needs to understand is that you gave him your word.
Number 5.
Since this is your first time checking out media equipment from the library, I'll need to see your student ID and one other form of photo identification.
I only have my student ID with me. Is that a problem? I thought I could just come here and check out a camera.
I'm afraid so. Normally, the student ID is all you need. It's only the first time you come in that we need to do this.
Number 6.
I see you've worked on a lot of print campaigns. Is that an area of design you like?
I like print. I like web design and multimedia as well. A lot of what I've done has been around brand identity, designing logos and such, so it's ended up being a lot of print. But I like the web too.
That's good. We do a lot of online work here, so it's good you like that.
Number 7.
What can you tell me about this year's candidates for the science program?
Lots of really smart kids. People who, aside from having high GPAs, look to have a real interest in the sciences and solid abilities. It's going to be tough to decide.
Do you feel in general the quality of students applying for this program has been improving in recent years?
Number 8.
How long did it take you to become a radiation therapist?
Just a couple of years. I got my degree at Belford Tech, but there are lots of schools in the area with programs. They're all about 2 years.
Were you happy with Belford, or are there any other programs you think are better?
Number 9.
The carpenter said he'd be able to come to the house tomorrow morning and take a look at that cabinet. Are you going to be around?
Tomorrow? No, I have that meeting with Sal, remember?
Oh, you're right, I forgot. Do you think it would be okay to ask Kate to let him in? She's right next door. I'd rather not have to reschedule.
That's fine with me if it's okay with her. Does she still have a key?
Number 10.
Hey Liz, this is Jack. Listen, I've received the files you sent, but I couldn't open them. I think they may have gotten corrupted in the transit.
Okay, so do you want me to resend them?
Actually, I have a server where you can upload the files. I think that's better than email. That's why I'm calling. I didn't want to email you my password.
Number 11.
Okay, I switched your flight, so you're leaving Monday morning instead of Sunday night. Unfortunately, the only flight I could get you makes a connection in Chicago, and I know you don't like that.
I don't like it in winter. I've been stuck there for, I don't know, I think I was there for 10 hours once. No fun.
Well, you're flying in March, so you're taking a chance. But I couldn't find anything else if you don't want to spend an extra night in LA.
Number 12.
I was wondering about an invoice I sent last month. It's invoice number 1318. My understanding is it was scheduled to be paid on the 7th, and here it's the 14th.
On the 7th, you say? Let me check. 1318. Okay, it says here it was processed, but it still needs to be approved.
Approved? Do you mean it wasn't approved before it was processed? How long is that going to take?
Normally, it's approved as soon as it's submitted. Let me see if I can find out what happened.
Number 13.
My name's Melissa Cates from the Aztec Temp Agency. I'm here to see Jonathan Hitchens. He ought to be expecting me.
Yes, Ms. Cates. He's on a call right now, but said you should walk right in as soon as you arrive. His is the second office on the right.
Number 14.
Can you please speak up and slow down a little? I'm having trouble understanding you.
It's this new phone. I just got it and it's been giving me fits. Listen. Let me get to the office and I'll call you from there, okay?
Yeah, I'm having a lot of trouble picking up what you're saying.
Number 15.
After working as a freelancer for 10 years, this is the first real job I've had. It's been quite a change.
I'll bet. It must have been hard to go from working on your own to having to show up at an office.
There are still times I miss the freedom, but to be honest, it's been good to work with colleagues again. The independence was good, but there was a lot of isolation.
End of part 1.